Cambridge IELTS 2 by the University of Cambridge Local Examination Syndicate. Published by Cambridge University Press, 2000. This recording is copyright. Cassette 1. Side 2. Test 2. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section one. Section 1. Gavin, a newly arrived student, wants to insure the contents of his apartment. He calls an insurance agent to ask for information. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, Diane Davis. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to get some insurance for the contents of my home.
Fine. When did you move into the house?
A couple of weeks ago. And it's an apartment, actually. I was told by the landlord that it would be a good idea to get some insurance for the furniture and other personal possessions.
Gavin moved into his apartment 2 weeks ago, so B has been circled. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning, Diane Davis. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to get some insurance for the contents of my home.
Fine. When did you move into the house?
A couple of weeks ago. And it's an apartment, actually. I was told by the landlord that it would be a good idea to get some insurance for the furniture and other personal possessions.
Fine. Well, let's get some details. What kind of apartment is it?
It's a two-bedroom apartment.
Huh? What floor is it on?
Why do you need to know that?
Because it affects the cost of the insurance. An apartment on the ground floor isn't as protected as others, and there's more chance of a break-in.
Really? I didn't know that. It's on the second floor.
Second. And how much is the rent?
It's $615 per month.
Good. And where is it located?
In Biggins Street, South Hills.
I see. And what things did you want to insure?
Well, what do you recommend?
Well, the most important things are those which you would normally find in a home. Things like the television, fridge and so on.
I see. Well, I've got a fridge and a stereo system, which I've just bought from a friend.
And how much did you pay for the fridge?
$450.
Fifty or 15?
50. And the stereo system cost $1,150.
Have you got a television?
Yes, but it's very old and not worth much.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to insure?
Yes. I've got a couple of watches and my CDs and books.
How much do you think they're worth?
The watches are worth $1,000.
For both of them?
No, each one. And altogether, the CDs and books cost me about $400.
Okay. So, the value of everything you want to insure is, $4,000.
Hmm. How much will the insurance cost?
Let me see. $4,000 divided by... plus 10%. Right. So, this kind of insurance, that's private contents insurance, it comes to... $184 for a 12-month period.
$184? Well, that sounds pretty good. OK, I'll take that policy.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 7 to 10.
Can I arrange the policy over the phone?
Sure. Just let me get the details down. So, that's Mr...
Gavin Murray. That's M-U-R-R-A-Y.
And the address is...
It's 16C... Biggins Street, South Hills.
Okay. 16C, Biggins Street, South Hills?
That's right. It's two words. South Hills.
And your date of birth is?
12th of November, 1980.
And your contact number?
Home phone number is 9872-4855.
Right. And, you're Australian?
No. I was born in London, although my mother is from Tasmania.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
Hobart.
I see. Interesting place. Now, are you working at the moment?
No. I'm a full-time student at Sydney University.
Right. Good.
That is the end of section one. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.